we say that the failure of Yisrael Salanter said the 11th commandment is don't be a fool. That's the 11th commandment. You got there, Rav Kook? That's the 11th commandment. Don't be a fool. Which means if there's someone who's known to be dishonest, right, they don't have to assume he's an honest person, right? If a certain person, a certain store owner, he has a track record of being dishonest, you don't have to assume he's an honest guy. You don't have to be a fool. Even if you're down like a schos doesn't mean, when you're giving the benefit of the doubt to somebody, it doesn't mean that you're being foolish. Huh? Right? It means don't be. What do you mean don't be a fool? It means you don't have to assume. If you know a certain store is dishonest, you don't have to assume that he's an honest guy. I know he's known to be dishonest, and I don't have to assume that he's a kosher Jew. Right? Let's have a certain person. He continuously transgresses a certain prohibition. Right? Then you're allowed to accept lashon hara about it. He's one who is for sure a Russian. Then, which we're not going to go right now, what's called a rush. If it's someone who's sure rush, you're allowed to speak lashon hara about it. Now, however, nowadays most non-observant Jews are people who have never been introduced to the beauty of Torah Judaism. Right? And it's our tinik shenishba. Rabbi Yosef, what's it called? It's called a tinik shenishba. Most people these days, they're considered a tinik shenishba. What does that mean? The child who was captured by Gentiles. You got this? Shmuel, you got that? Most Jews today, it's not their fault they're doing their hairs. Even if they were born religious, they're still, they could be considered a tinuk shenishba. Tinuk shenishba means they're like a child that was captured. Which means you're not talking, let's say you have a guy who grew up in some, I don't know where, some, he grew up in
Woodland Hills.
Or he grew up in Texas. You know, he's what he grew up in Texas. You know, he grew up in the cowboy hat. Now he's doing their hairs.
Who's from Woodland Hills?
From Woodland Hills, that's where you're from? You're from?
I spent a lot of time there.
That's a lot of time there. So we're not sure what's about you. So now, basically we're saying, just because someone, they act inaccordingly, even if a person was born in a religious atmosphere, to a certain extent, they're still sitting called Phoenix Shadishba. Because still, there are people who are taught the wrong things, even these days. They were just brought up in the atmosphere that wasn't right to cut them close to Hashem. Even if they're religious, they're still going to think of a Shinishba. To a certain extent, they weren't taught the right things. That's the reality. So we're not allowed to speak to someone who is not his fault. He was born that way. He was born in that situation. So that's not considered a rush. Now, next Allah. Let's say someone wants to speak about himself and another person and include him in their lashon hara. It's allowed or not allowed. Meaning, once someone wants to say, what does one person want to say? One person wants to say, me and this person, we come late to shul every Shabbos morning.
That's what we do.
So even if you include someone else, first of all, you're not saying lashon hara about yourself. Also, even if you don't think you're not, you know, lashon hara about yourself, but maybe the other person minds that he comes to daven 10 o'clock to daven every Shabbos morning. So just because you're including yourself with someone else's lashon hara, and just because you don't care if they say it about you, doesn't make it not lashon hara. Right?
Depends on the crowd too.
What? Some people hold submissive to come late in Shabbos.
If you
talk to
a bunch of
Chabadnikim, no, I'm not that. I say coming late.
We come in 10 o'clock. You're like, wow, what early. You coming early.
Going
to the
Ashkama
minute.
No, that's 10:30. Yes, I mean it starts
at
9:30.
So some start.
Oh,
I
come
at 9:30.
I didn't
tell us.
Now the only friend
who
comes
to 10:30. Only I can. Come in.
That's also Shema.
Huh?
It's also Shema.
I walked in Shabbos and he was driving all the buses. I was like, wow, maybe as I walked in, I'm here. So I was excited.
Too happy. But they should give me Aliyah.
You have to wait, you just have to be
around
the bus.
I'll follow you. But you see, Hashem's talking to you. Hashem feels
like
you.
Hashem
loves you. Oh. So now what are we saying here? I'm allowed to believe the story about the first person, about the subject, not about his friend. How does that make sense? Because we're saying, even though I'm allowed to believe the story about him, I'm not allowed to believe the story about his friend. Because your friend has a cheskes kasha. He's assumed to be a kosher Jew. So if you want to tell me a story that you come late to shul, 10:30, Shabbos morning, you can tell that to me.
Why can the person tell
that? Because you're telling me about yourself. You do have a cheskes kasha. If you don't tell me you come 10:30, I'm going to assume you come on time. You have a test disaster. I don't assume you come 10:30 to shul. But if you're telling me that you took yourself out of it.
You trust me enough to say that I'm not, but you don't trust me
enough to say that. Because he has a test disaster. So you and yourself, you can tell me things. But you can't tell me that something else is wrong with your friend. Now, the story, the famous story about Moshe Feinstein. And one time he had to go to an apartment meeting. And someone was davening Shema Esrei right by the door. And we know that halacha is, you're not allowed to walk in front of the person by saying Shema Esrei. Someone saying Shema Esrei. So he said, he's not going to, they told him, what do you mean? You have important meaning. He told him, what do you mean? So he said, if there's a wall blocking me, what do you want? You expect me to walk through the wall? He saw the halacha so strong to him as if it was like a wall. So by him, a person davening Shema Esrei, so as if there's a wall there. So you tell him, yeah, how can you not walk through the wall? He told me there's a wall standing there. So how can you expect me not to walk through the wall? Imagine, that's your Moshe Feinstein thing. So when we see the halacha as a wall, then it can help us keep the halacha better. Now we go back, we're really on Yud Aleph Aleph, 11a, we're going to stop in the mission again, just to backtrack for all the newcomers, old comers, maybe we're all newcomers, we missed 2 weeks, we're doing things.
Top of the mission.
We're holding a mission on Yud Aleph Aleph, 11a, what about a mission? Fine. Let's see the new Mishnah. We saw it's more reviews. Who? We know the halacha is once you go to Galus, the Galus dies, you go free. Which Galus has to die to set you free? There's more than one type of Galus. So any of the types of any type of Galus, any kind of them, once they die, then you go free. Review this even another type, even a more extreme case. But let's see this. Let's see the Mishnah. Echem Mishroch B'Shem LaMishnah. Whether one is anointed with the oils, which was, that was a classic Kohen Gadol. Up to a certain period of time, the guy said, Akiva, if the Kohen Gadol was anointed with Shemesh Matais, then you could go free. Nachon, then the guy in Aaron Mikkel goes free. Good? That's the first step. The Echad Amar Begadim, or he wears a lot of clothing, which is really also the regular Kohen Gadol. So after a certain period of time, they no longer anointed, you just wear 8 clothing. That's your no grade. Good? Fine. The Echad Sha'avar Mishri Shifas. Also, one who passed over from the being anointed. What does that mean? I mean, the first Kohen Gadol was anointed. Now the Kohen Gadol got tameh, he got sick, something happened to him. So now there's a substitute Kohen Gadol. Now what happens to the substitute once the real Kohen Gadol comes back? Knock him out. So if that Kohen Gadol also does, you also go free. Shechidish, because he's considered a Kohen Gadol. The substitute Kohen Gadol is also a Kohen Gadol. He serves as a Kohen Gadol. I got that Akiva, the substitute Kohen Gadol lies, also you go free. Fine. All these people, Machzirnus HaRitzeach, they return the Ritzeach. The murderer goes back home. They'll return the murderer back home. He can leave the Arimek. Yehuda Aymer, Yehuda says the fourth type. Af Mashuach Malchama, even one who's anointed just for war, meaning the certain king who's anointed to be general of the army. Was it a certain Kohen Gadol? Was it the classic Kohen Gadol? And his job would go out to war and tell everybody, whoever's scared, don't scare everybody, go back home. If you got married you're in the first year, Shana Rishana, go back home. Finish now. It's nice to go to honor. If you're planted a garden, go back. You just planted a vineyard, go back home. You just built a house. All these things. So who would be in charge? Who would like, who's the general, giving them a Musar Shmuz? It wasn't the regular Kohen Gadol. It wasn't the regular Kohen Gadol. It was a special Kohen Gadol who was like the army general. Like, you know, the chaplain of the army. So that Kohen Gadol also, if he dies, then you also go free, only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Good? So what comes out? The freedom of the Aritzeach is dependent on the Kohen Gadol dying. Therefore, Lefichach, therefore, Imasei Shal Kehanim, the mothers of the Kehanim, Mesavkas Lehen, they would supply them, the murderers, Michya Uksos, food and clothing, they shouldn't die, that their children, the Kohen Gadol, should die. Right? The mothers would support, send care packages to all the murderers in Aron Mikla. Good? Because they're afraid that the murderers are going to die, that their son should die, so they go back home to their family and carry on with regular life. Good, Fred? We're Fred. Everything's all good? Fine. Let's see. Rashi, a bunch of Rashi on this Rashi, on this Mishnah. These Rashi are going to start on the right side. After Ashkenazi, to the left, these are on the right. Good, so what do we have in our mission? We have three cases. We have either three Kohen Gadol die, or maybe four Kohen Gadol. If they die, you go free. Let's see Rashi. Echad Kohen Mishloach with Sheben HaMishpah. Who are these? The Kohanim which were anointed with Sheben HaMishpah. Hey, these are Kohanim Gedolim, the Kohanim Gedolim, Shehayu Ad Yeshio, that were until the times of Yeshio. Until that time, we were allowed to use the Sheben HaMishpah, these oils. However, that was that one type of Kohanim. When we would anoint him, when he would get inaugurated, we would anoint him with oil. Or whether someone was anointed, he was anointed by giving him more clothing. Hey, these are sheshimshu that they serve mi Yeshua ve'elah from Yeshua and on. She nignas shemen hamishla. From that time on, the shemen hamishla got hidden. Kadamir b'harius, like spoke about of sechbatharius. V'shuv lightem shuv kad, and any more after that, the kohanim were not anointed. V'lo yahisa nikeres kuhuna gedel. Kuhuna gedel was not recognized by him. Rather, the fact that they had more clothing. How do we recognize that this guy is a Kohen Gadol more than his brother? Kohen had the regular Kohen. He didn't have it, wasn't anointed. So how would I know that he's better? But the fact that he had eight clothing, eight begadim and not four. Good. So how do I know this guy is a Kohen Gadol? The fact that he has eight clothing and not four clothing. Good. Fine. All these people. Oh, what about the other guy? Who the echad sha'avar b'shichusay? What happened to him? She ira psul the kohen gadol. A psul the kohen gadol became pasul. V'shimish achat tachta, and another person went on into his place to substitute. Uchshin this rabbi kohen. When the kohen gets better, the real kohen chazal adas, he goes back to his work. For arizav b'shichusay, this person gets pushed away from his being anointed. So these three types of people, all of them machzir tzeiach, they all return to tzeiach when we saw them when they die. Because you know, like it says, "Va'achem esek kana gadol yashvu tzeiach." Good. What do we mean? Who this saying? Also, "Mishuach malchama." Kainam mishuach lemer muhabes tzeiachama. Chama aliyach va'achvay, which means don't soften your heart. That whole idea of it. So there also, the halacha is you go back to court again. According to the Tanakh, you have three types of kana gadol that you go free. Either A, someone who's anointed with the shemen mishcha. Either someone who's not the Shavuot Mishcha, or someone who wears a clothing, or the substitute Kohen Gadol. The Yehuda says the fourth type, even the Kohen who's the chaplain, the general Kohen Gadol, will make announcements, you also go through. Now he said the Mishnah, the mothers would make care packages, so no one should, these people shouldn't doubt that their children should die. It is the mothers, why would their wives make these care packages? If they're too busy with their own kids. So I said, the mother of the Kohen Gadol. The mother, I keep, why did I say their wives did it? Because the mother of the Kohen Gadol would send care packages to the murderers. Most people think maybe the mother's more afraid now, the murderer is mother. So we said either there's three types of Kohen Gadol or four types. From where do we know this? From where do we know this halacha? That if any of the three types of Kohen Gadol die, you go free. Maybe it's just one Kohen Gadol. Maybe if the main Kohen Gadol dies, you go free. Who told us that you have three types of Kohen Gadol can set me free? Is the question, Rabbi Yaakov? I don't know, there's three types. But the Gemara said, I have three psukim that tell me you go free with the Kohen Gadol. Now, why do I need the Torah to tell me three times in the same halacha that you go free, the murderer goes free? It must be to tell me each type of Kohen Gadol. Got that, Rabbi Yaakov? That's a good answer. And the Gemara said, we're not even, where do we know this from? Amar Kahana, the Amar Kahana Pasuk says, that Yeshe Ba'ad Mesa Kohen Gadol. Said, he sits there until the Kohen Gadol dies. Uchsevin is also written, Kivi Ir Miklat Yeshiv, that you should sit at Ir Miklat Ad Meister Kohen Gadol until the Kohen Gadol dies. Uchsevin also says, Fa'achre Meister Kohen Gadol, after the Kohen Gadol dies, you go free. Three psukim tell me the same thing. When the Kohen Gadol dies, you go free. So it must be each one to teach me about a different Kohen Gadol. It's good, Rabbi Aaron? Hanan, it's good? Three different psukim? Fine. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saved as a fourth type? Rabbi Yehuda said there's a fourth type. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a fourth pasuk. Ksiv Krachrin, I have another pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Lashub Lashavit Baritz, you should sit in the land. Adamai Sakai until the Kohen Gadol dies. So the fourth pasuk that tells me to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. That your release is dependent on the Kohen Gadol dying. The Idach, what about the other sheets of the Rabbanan? What do they? They'll just add a problem. With likes of Hagadol, the Pasuk didn't say the Kohen Gadol dies. So Chav Manach was referring to one of the original Pesukim. It's not a new Pasuk, not a new person. It's not a fourth person. It's referring to one of the old rabbis, the old ones, one of those three. I'm not telling you it's a fourth person, Kohen Gadol dies. So according to Yehuda, according to Rabbanan, I have three psukim. So therefore, the three different types of kohen set you free. Yehuda also has four psukim. So four kohen gadolim die, it could set you free. Fine, let's see the Gemara first. Yeah, this we're reviewing really. We saw this all before we left, 2 weeks ago. So all this Gemara's. Right? Baruch Hashem. Maybe we'll just. Right? Fine. So we said, Lepicha, therefore, what do we say? We said the Mishnah, since the freedom, since this guy's freedom is dependent on who dying, since the Ritzav's freedom is dependent on the Kohen Gadol dying, the mother sent care packages. What's the Gemara's kasha? Lepicha, the Mosei Shogahana, Mapu, etc. Taima, the whole read, right? We're now holding now the third, the second widest line. Now, Kibi, you got it? The second widest line. Taima, the loimas. The reason why the Kohen Gadol is not going to die is because they're not davening he should die. Ha maslo. If they would daven that he should die, Maisi, it sounds like the Kohen Gadol would die. Hashem would accept their tefillos. But see what the pasuk says: Kitzipur la nut, like a bird flies around. Kedror la off, also like they're migrating, which means basically they go to their nest, they fly around, they come back to their nest. So just like a bird flies away from its nest and comes back, right? Kain kill aschinam, so to a curse which is for nothing, for naught. Why tell you shouldn't come? Which he wants to say, just like it comes full circle, comes back to that person. Like a bird.
Like we said last time, will.
It will come back. Like a bird, what happens?
Oh,
right, this Peshad means, right, lifetime. To him, it's going to come. Which means, just like a bird, it has a nest, it flies around and it comes back. So if you curse someone for nothing, it'll fly right back at you. Yeah? It's not worth to curse anybody for nothing.
It has no effect or it comes back on you?
Worse. It comes back. It's like a bird that comes, it doesn't just go nowhere. It's like a bird that has a nest that goes and it goes flying back to the original spot and the end on the person, which means the pasuk, the way it says now, the way our pasuk is written, it just says it's not going to come. But Rabbi Yitzchak told us last time there's a Gemara somewhere else that says loitav, it means it's going to come back to him, it's going to be even worse, it will come back on him. So the question is, okay, what's the question? Why if the murderer is dying, the Kohen Gadol should die, why should he die? Are they rightfully dying for him to die? And how he should die, but why did he should die? It's mashba. Hashem would answer.
No,
fun, but is it right to die someone else should die? If he didn't do anything wrong, we have
they
a.
By mistake.
Fun, but mine said, but what the Kohen Gadol do wrong? I mean, how do you kill? Fine, you want to go free. You did it by mistake. Nachon, you're right. You did it by mistake, you want to go free. But it sounds like if they would dive in, and the Kohen Gadol should die, he would die. If it's just
for.
Yeah, but you have to realize the power of tefillah only works if you're trying to do good things. If you're trying to curse somebody, then it's like a bird. The pasuk says. He's dying. The Kohen Gadol should die. Okay, you're right. If he's really dying, I should go free. Fine, he's not directly dying. But.
Cookies.
That's true.
Really?
That's here.
I see baking cookies. I didn't see baking cookies, but I saw food.
For some people, that's food.
Cookies.
Did we cover Rashi?
Yeah, in the middle of Gemara now. We saw Rashi's already. We're up to.
No, I mean, no, on the curse.
No, not yet. We're getting there. Our Gemara doesn't bring up Pshat on the curse. I mean, it's from Rashi somewhere else. That other Pshat that they bring down is from Rashi somewhere else, not by us. Rashi comes back to him. Right, what do they say? What does Rashi say? I think it comes back to him. So again, what did he do wrong? Meaning, if you can't die with me, negative chapter to another guy, Hashem's not going to listen to your tefillos unless he deserves it.
What if his mother didn't make good cookies?
Mother made good cookies.
Didn't they cover things like bedding and what else do they cover?
Right, if he didn't make good cookies. Fine, so she had to make good cookies. But it sounded like they didn't die. She sent the food, they didn't die.
What does it say? What does the pasuk say?
Which pasuk?
Oh, then it says, how do you know what they daven for? They daven Shabbat, they daven Shabbat free. But how do you know exactly what it is?
It says they daven. It says that they daven.
That. Is that because they just hate it?
No, because you shouldn't daven. The Gemara says. No, it says over here that they shouldn't daven. He should die. You see the Gemara soon. The Gemara is going to say they daven. He should die. He shouldn't die. He daven.
Not because they don't like him as a person, because they don't want to go
free. Well, the mindset Hashem doesn't do that. Shoot, you're daven. Hashem will hold your tefillah, put it on a rush. I'll do something with your tefillah. It's not going to waste it. I'll use your tefillah for the right guy. Someone bad should die. I mean, he's not going to put the kind of God. There's a God of Adar. That just because I'm very sorry, right? Rabbi Yasha doesn't have to die because you want to go free.
That's better.
No, you better. I'm saying, if you'd be alive, you would die. Let's say, I'm a guy in Aramaic. No, I'm going to die for the kind of God to die. The Rabbi Yasha should die. The God of Adar should die. So I could go free. Shema Kalash. You think Hashem is some guy, a murderer, some guy? Even if he's a nice guy, he's a regular dude. You think Hashem should listen to him before he's in which chat? You can't curse me. The tefillah still get accepted. If you die, it's how they should die. Cursing it's how they.
I know you.
Fine, but I saw that in the heart. But what's it called? So what's in Wire's test? So Wire's test. Kind of God did do something wrong. What did he do wrong? Wire said he did do something wrong. Let's see the Wire's test.
Only he used to be long enough.
He didn't die for that. He didn't die
for
that. No.
He didn't die. An accidental death is on him. He has responsibility for
being accidental. Oh, Amr Lusaba. This old man, he pirked the rough in the shear of Rabbi, said, Shmieli, I heard. You know what he did wrong? What did Kohen Gadol do wrong? Why does he deserve to die? Not really deserve. But if someone would die and he should die, why does he die? And they should have begged for mercy on their generation, but light bitch, they didn't dive in. So it's on the more righteous people who know how to dive in, it's a surprise for them to dive for their generation. Hashem should help us. Fine. So what was that, Akashi? What the Kohen Gadol do wrong? He did do something wrong. That he didn't die in this generation. The Inkle Masna and some say it's the other way. That why would she send them cookies? Because they should spell Amalishalayamusu. She gave them cookies in order that she should die other children that my son shouldn't die. Which means according to the rule, means that they should mind they're gonna kill the Kohen Gadol. Right? So they're gonna kill the Kohen Gadol. However, she's saying, you guys, now my son shouldn't die. You got that?
No, I'll make cookies.
I'll make cookies. I'll give you food, I'll make steaks, I'll make you suffer. It's better because you guys are starving. Like a bunch of, lonely, a bunch of single guys in Army Club. Imagine, somebody has just a bunch of single guys in Army Club. They need to make food for them, and I need to wash their clothes and do this stuff. Yeah, so she's like going to help them out. So her mother kind of does. She sends them food, she does the laundry for them, to make them happy. So you know your job is, you pay me, you die off my son, he shouldn't die. So I said, time of the month. The reason why the Kohen Gadol is not going to die is because they're davening. Right? We're now holding by four wide lines in, four widest lines in. Time of the month. Holy month. If they did not daven, Maisi, it sounds like the Kohen Gadol would die. Right? It sounds like they have to die or the Kohen Gadol shouldn't die. If they don't die, it sounds like the Kohen Gadol is going to die. My Havala Mevod, what should have you done? What is this for? Like an expression. Halacha Amrina in Babel used to say, Tuvia Chata, Tuvia does the sin. The Zigud Mangan, the guy's name was Zigud, gets Malchus. Which means one guy did something wrong, the other guy gets punished. One guy kills someone accidentally. Kohen Gadol gets punished. How does that make sense? Kohen Gadol has to die. Which means there's a story. No one knows the guy Tuvia. Who did something wrong. Right? What do you do? He did something he deserved to get Malchus. What happened? This guy Zigun came to Besti. And he snitched on him. He told him, Rabbi Akiva, what happened if you're a single witness in Besti? Do we listen to you? This week's parsha is coming. It's in this week's
parsha.
It's like a shvuah, but if it's good, the guy did an isra, we're gonna listen to you.
So
the parsha, so even the guy did a hadera. No, we're not gonna listen to you. So what happened? If you come at the best in a single witness, and you say, "I saw a guy do a hadera," you know what they do to you? They whip you for speaking lashon hara. A hunter friend, they whip you. Don't stitch you unless you have a friend that's covered. So what comes out? One guy did an isser, he's supposed to get lashes. And it ends up the aid, the witness, he got lashes.
Until so the one guy said this guy is smoking.
And the other guy's lashes. And then the other guy went with the lashes. What happened? Mm-hmm. So that's the gosh. That's the expression. One guy did something wrong. He did the wrong. And the other guy, the witness, gets whipped. How's that work out? Nachon? Also, Hasid, as Israeli say a different expression. Ami, Shechem Nasev, Shechem married Dina. Umad by God, Umad by do bris mila. What happened by Shechem? By Shechem took Dina. What happened? They said they made a rule, the rest of the city now has to do a bris mila. Right? Again, it seems like it's funny. One guy does something wrong, and the other guy gets punished for it. It's like expression they used to say. It's like expression. Say, here also, this guy killed somebody, this murderer, and the crime club is getting punished. How does it work? It's like expression. You do something wrong, the other guy gets punished. How does it work? So again, Amalei Husava, Pirkei DeRabba, this old man for the base defenders, the shir of Rabba said, Shmieli Shahai, I heard, Shahi Len Lavakish, Rachel, and they should have asked mercy on their generation. But Loi Bikshu, they didn't ask mercy on them for their generation. And that's why they're Chayim Misa. So it's a scary thing. For us also, we try to ask mercy for our generation. Hashem, help our generation. Right? Ki ha, tahu gar, like this man, ta achle ari, b'rach, like, there was once a person, that a lion devoured him. Devoured him. B'richot was far, t'lasa parsi, minedir b'shulam leif. It was 3 parts away from Rishulam. You know what 3 parts is? 3 parts is...
A long way.
So every parsa is 4 mil. A mil is approximately a kilometer. Mile, kilometer. A mil is like a kilometer. It's like more like a kilometer almost. So 3 parsa is 12 kilometers. So he's in a city. Rishulam is doing this thing in his own city. And 12 kilometers away, a lion ate somebody. No, it's his fault. Because you should have died. If a person within a 12-mile radius, even a 12-mile radius, you got killed, means you're not doubting enough on your generation. You're not doubting enough on your people. Imagine. So what was his punishment? He didn't get killed, but the light ish that he...
So up until 12 kilometers, after 12 kilometers...
No, it doesn't say that. It says even 12 kilometers, still a problem. Even 12 kilometers, I could even more. The light ish that Eliyahu, but Eliyahu did not talk to him for 12 years. That was a pretty big punishment. Eliyahu Hanavi did not speak to him for 3 days. Which for him, that's a chavrusa, imagine. Imagine Eliyahu Hanavi comes to you every day to be a chavrusa. He doesn't show up for 3 days. Imagine. That was his punishment. Why? He should have davened on his door. He didn't daven enough. What do you say, Rabbi Aaron? What do you say? It's tough. You gotta daven with everybody.
Yeah,
it's
a bit hard.
What? Imagine even regular chavrusa doesn't come for 3 days. Imagine a chavrusa with Eliyahu Hanavi didn't come for 3 days. It's pretty depressing. But Hashem was trying to show him that you have to daven in your door. Maybe no, Hashem didn't send his chavrusa. She should sit there davening for the next 3 days. The chavrusa didn't come. Instead, then the chavrusa doesn't come. Hashem wants you to daven.
I have a
chavrusa. Which one?
Huh?
Yeah. So rice up, so you get a new one if you want. So who's mine? Get a new person. Oh yeah, I don't know if I can learn more than one person.
Does Rashi say anything?
Yeah, Rashi says a lot of things.
That's a good joke. That's a nice
first step. That's nice. Okay,
now
he's lost up now.
Rashi says a lot of things.
What does Rashi say? So actually, see Rashi. The Yashba Admaisak, we're up to the Rashi, it's still on the right hand side. But Yashba Admaisak crying God. The Yashba Admaisak crying God. That was one pasuk. Which means, going back to the last Gemara, got through the Rashi, we brought a bunch of psukim to show that there's all different types of crying God that die that make you go free. So we said, the Yashba Admaisak crying God, that's one thing. That was one pasuk. Which refers to one kind gadol that sets you free. Ki re'ivi plati yashba admaisa kind gadol. Our trade is the second type of kind gadol that sets you free. The third type. So there are 3 psukim. Tell me there are 3 different types of kind gadols. When they die, you go free. So again, we asked, what would the Kohen Gadol do wrong? Why should the Kohen Gadol be liable of death? Right? That they're davening he's going to die, or automatically he's chayav nisam. So Haile and Levakish Rach one day, they should have asked mercy on their generation. Right? Hilgal Chalipur, Lav Kilas Chinam. It's not a curse for no. We were saying, these murderers are davening bad tefillahs, curses. So why is Hashem answering their tefillah? Why should Hashem answer the tefillah? Why is he stopped for nothing? But the Kohen has something against the Kohen Gadol, that he didn't daven enough on his generation and no one should kill other people. Kohen Gadol, you got the terrors? Fine. Like then we said the Gemara was asking, like we're saying different like expressions. Like Hacha Amri, where's Hacha? When everything works is Hacha, where's Hacha?
Yeah.
And Baba, here, that means Baba, because it's Baba, Baba, Baba. Hasam always means?
There in Eretz
Yisrael. So over here we said, Hacha Amri, here in Baba, what was the expression? I mean, they say we're going after the left side in Rashi, the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph, the other side in Rashi. Rashi extends himself. No, on the same page, Yud Aleph and Aleph, the other side of the page.
See,
I tell you, Rashi's a lot of things. See? Mashal Zed, this Mashal was other one, a person, Shalika, he got whipped. Because the evil that other people did. This guy got whipped because of an evil that other people did. Like, what happened? It says, Tiva, Tuvia, Chata. There was a story in the Gemara in Arei Pesachim. It's a parak in Sechas Pesachim. Tuvia chata, Tuvia sin. The Zigur, what happened? As Zigur, Mr. Zigur, asked he testified. Bay, the Yechidi alone. Shalaya eight. There was no eighth Sheni Batar. There was no second eight. The Nagdei Repapa Zigur. The Repapa gave whipped. He gave lashes to Mr. Zigur. So Amalei told him, I don't understand what's going on here. Tovia Chata, Mr. Tovia, there's a sin. The Zigut, Mangan and Zigut gets Malchus. But my other, from then, Haisel Mashal, it was a Mashal, it was an analogy. Like when one guy is doing wrong and the other guy gets punished, it's a Mashal. Really, within that, that's the halacha. Right, the halacha is, you testify falsely. You sell a Shinar. But that became the expression that when one guy is doing wrong, you punish the next guy. That's the expression. Hassam, I mean, where's Hassam? Israel. I mean, they say different mashal, different analogy. Shechem Nasid, Shechem married Dino, Mavgai, Mr. Mavgai, he was some guy that lived in Shechem. God, he has to get cut, he has to get a bris mila. Shechem ben Chamar, right? We know the story of Shechem. The city of Shechem is named after Shechem. Shechem is the son of Chamar, right? He's probably named that for a reason. Shechem ben Chamar. Lakach, he took as Dina Bas Yaakov. He took Dina, the daughter of Yaakov Avinu. He benefited from it. Usha'ar b'nehe, and the rest of the city, Shalai Nanu, they did not have Hana. Malu Asman, they had to circumcise themselves. Then it started, they had to have Tsar. And who is Mavgai? Mavgai is Shem Ish, it's just the name of a person in b'nehe ear. We're saying Mavgai, I guess in their time, there's some guy that lived in Shechem, a famous guy, his name was Mavgai. We're saying, this guy, Shechem enjoys himself. And the rest of the city has to start chopping off to get bris milah. The whole city has to get a bris milah. Right? So the Gemara said yes. Because over here, the Kohen Gadol did do something wrong. What did he do wrong? He did not daven enough on his generation. Like we wrote a story of Shimon Levi, that he did not daven enough on his generation. The guy got devoured by a lion. And he was held accountable to a certain extent. And Eliyahu HaNavi's Chavrusha didn't come for 3 days. The Kohen Gadol, that was a punishment for him. So we see here a very important thing. Even the first of all, tzaddikim to daven. Also, us who know a little bit about tefillah, we also have to daven in our dark. They try to daven on our generation. You know, every day, our virus likes to daven every day, once a week for an hour on Wednesdays for the generation. It's very important to daven on the generation. Us tzaddikim. So that's like virus a lot of times. Other people don't know how to daven. You tell them daven for the Klal Yisrael, they'll say one thing of Tehillim and they'll say Hashem Haba, and that's all. They don't know how to daven. I'm sure. We know how to daven, but I mean, look, they're davening, you know, more than a minute. Daven. Whatever we want for ourselves, daven, but I mean, so. Daven, it's really daven. For the Jewish people. Obviously, it's chutz for us also. Daven. Chom, yeah, daven for everybody. Especially also when we daven Shemun Esri. Shemun Esri, really, everything's plural. But a lot of times, we just think, instead of just thinking about ourselves, think about what we daven for Klaisho. Have a mind Klaisho, not just ourselves. We ask for everything. Mm-hmm. Everything is really plural. For Klai, we try to daven for Klai. Hashem should help us. We say for daven for Klai. Fine. Now story time. What time is it? We have 7 minutes. We have time for the story. If we have time, we'll start the story. It's a good story. Ready for the story? since we were talking about curses, and curses which were for nothing, that all Gemara is always connected, right? The Gemara, we were doing a Gemara, an interesting story which is connected, which over there it speaks about a curse of a chacham. Right? We were referring to about as a curse that was for naught by a regular guy, right? But we said in our Gemara, a curse which is for naught by a regular dude doesn't have effect. Oh, he says like a bird flying away just comes back right at the person. It doesn't take effect on others. However, when it's a curse of a chacham, of a tzaddik, even if it was for nothing, it's going to make an effect. Okay? If it's a regular dude who cursed you, it's going to come right back at him. It's going to spiral. It's going to come spiral right back on him. It's a bird that comes right back to his neck. However, if it's a chacham, then even if the curse was for nothing, the curse is still going to have an effect. It's very extreme, guys. Don't mess with the chacham. Got there, Mara? It was a chacham, it's going to take effect even if it was for nothing. Where do we see this story from? From David and Achitai Fel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, let's see inside now. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. 7 lines away, that's why. Smack the middle of the white line. Akiva, let's go. 7 lines away, that's why. Smack the middle of the line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rab. Kilas Chacham. The curse of a Chacham. Afilu Bechinam, even if it was for nothing, which means even if there was no reason for it to curse you, he but it's still going to come on you. Pretty harsh. Don't mess with Chacham. Minah, where do we know this from? From Achitofel. What was the story? Shemeshah, at the time, Shekara David, David dug, Sheetin Kafa Tahaima. What does that mean? He dug 60 foundations. You think that? No, he's digging pretty deep, but he's building the Beis HaMikdash. David Mount did not build the whole Beis HaMikdash, right? However, he was Zaycha to put down the foundation. And he dug for the foundation. Either Shlomo built it, Shlomo built it, he dug. Now, he's digging pretty deep. He had these deep Kabbalistic feet. I don't know why he had to dig so deep, but he's digging pretty deep to put down those foundations. He's digging until the depths. Pretty deep. Until basically water. He's digging deep.
Highlings.
Yeah.
Highlings. Highlings. Highlings.
What should we say? You have to go that deep?
I was going pretty deep, cutting down where you are.
So you hit water?
I didn't do Dubai to get very deep.
He went pretty deep. By the way, he hit one of the main, you know, basically like this morning is a water break in like Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Southern Yerushalayim that closed down like the whole Southern Yerushalayim. So there's like a little bit more than this little water break.
Wow.
What was over here? Here's a big water break. He broke the main of the whole world, basically. Talking about now, when he was drilling, I don't know how they were drilling then, but he must have been pretty strong. They broke the main water thing from the whole world. Basically, it's pretty serious stuff. The whole world was going to drown. So, it was about the water main of the whole world. Pretty.
So he was born.
What?
But he was born.
Yeah, but he's doing it. He's doing what he has to do. So, what happened?
But isn't there an actual spring around here?
I'm not sure what it was. But here, there's a spring. He hit the depths. He hit the time. He hit the depths.
Yes.
He hit the depths as like, from like, basically hit water. Hit the bottom was right. So instead of here, but now what happened? So sometimes, like, you mess with the water, like these malachim, they get like upset. So this water wants to destroy the whole world. Usually, when it refers to the water, it means like the malach in charge of the water. You know, wants to destroy, like, you're messing with me, you drilled me, you hit me. I'm gonna drown the world now. Finished. That's the way it works. That's the way I am. That's my nature. A lot of things also they tell Hashem, like, that's my nature. You made me that if I come out, I'm gonna drown the world. Right? Same thing by. He had to create Yamsuf also. Like the sea didn't want to split. Like, Hashem, you made my name shine. He was like, I'm not splitting. So he also followed the Mishnah Falam. He wanted to drown the world. Omar. So he said, Ma, what's the halacha lichtei shame to write one of Hashem's names, one of the holy names, the Shem of Farish, I think it refers to the 42-letter word, of the name of Hashem. Let the Shem HaChaspa, I want to write this on a piece of chat, on a piece of earthenware. I'll throw it into the depths, and that will stop it. A whole heavy name of Hashem will stop the water. Don't let it, they'll stop it from flooding the world. Deleku aduchtei. Right? What's going to happen? I think over here, Deleku means it'll go back. On its.
Deleku, is it go back, or what is that? In its place.
That it should stand.
Stand.
That it should stand out of land's place. And it should not drown the whole world. So I'm going to throw down a holy name of Hashem on a piece of earthenware, right? And it'll keep sinking to the bottom. And then it'll lose the water, will stand on the plate, won't overflow, will stand where it's supposed to stand in its place. That's the Sylvia, Sylvia means it's stand in its place. However, Lekka, there's no one, the Amar Li Midi, that told me this thing, that told me this halacha. I want to know, why did I throw down this piece of earth? Obviously, Hashem's name is going to get erased. If you take a piece with Hashem's name on it, throw it, the water's going to erase the name. So why did I have to erase the name of Hashem in order to save the world? That's his question. If I write Hashem's name on this piece of earth, I know this could stop the flood. But it's going to get erased. So we know that the Isra derides, so you're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. If you write Hashem's name, you're not allowed to erase it. Isra derides to erase Hashem's name. Correct? You're not allowed. So my letter through, I know it's going to get erased on its own. So basically, I know what's going to happen. On my letter erased, the world's going to get destroyed. If you're allowed, good. If not, too bad. The world will get destroyed. If I'm allowed. If not, I'm not. Omar, he said like this. Kol ha'yadeh, whoever knows ever did this thing, this halacha, he doesn't tell me Yechanek Mekorin is going to choke in his throat. Basically, if you know this halacha, you're not going to tell me you know the halacha, I'm going to choke you. You deserve to get choked. Hashem should make you choke. That's what he says, you should choke to death. You know that's halacha, you're not after you should choke. Right? Fine, so what happened? Nasa Chitev Chal Chara. Chitev made a Kabbal Chara. What did he say? Fa'atzim. He said the following. Umal Asa Shalmeshon. We know how halacha is. They make peace between man and wife. Husband and wife. Omar HaTayrash. The Torah says, Shemi Shenechle B'Kdusha. My name was written in all this. Yimacha, Alamayish, you're going to race with water. If the whole world isn't all the more so, which means another halacha by saita. What's halacha by saita? By a wayward woman, right? She went and she secluded herself with another man. What's that halacha? Halacha is you write the name of Hashem on a piece of paper and they put it in the water and then she drinks those waters. Said if Hashem, we let Hashem erase his name to put in water for a site to make peace between man and husband, imagine for sure to make peace between the whole world should survive. For sure you're allowed to erase Hashem's name. That's what he said. Amar Leis, he told him Shari Kasav Shema Chaspa. So he told him it's mutter, it's allowed. So God, Rabbi Achman Kasav Shema Chaspa, he wrote a piece of the name on the piece of earthenware. Shad at Tehaim, he threw it into the depths. Nachas, it went down the common plane and went. It went on its place. That's the story. So really, originally, David Melch cursed the person who knew this halacha. He says, whoever knows this halacha is not telling me he's getting cursed, he's going to choke if you don't tell me the halacha. Bachetevel told him the halacha, but still he got cursed. Even though you know him still, fine. Basically, we'll continue tomorrow the story. That's basically the story. We'll go over the story tomorrow. But the worst point is that even though Darabel cursed him, and he shouldn't have got cursed, because he gave the Darabel said, whoever doesn't give me the answer to this question knows the answer is going to get cursed. So he gave him the answer. But still, in the end, he still got cursed. That's because the problem.